What's going on?
I woke up this morning feeling a bit pissed off at Lyle Taylor.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting to lose the manager to a championship club at that time, to be honest.
It's that weird season he's having, right?
He must be the first to have done all three.
I reckon so. Yeah, he's got to be. Someone will know. Someone
I
will
mean,
dig that out.
the hilarious thing is, I think we should say to people listening that this is a very impromptu emergency pod. At the time of recording, we haven't even got confirmation that Harris is leaving. But I've never seen a story break so quickly, so efficiently, and by so many reliable sources. It was like an hour of pure like that's what you just text me. And I had the exact same thing. Someone sent me a link to like one of the journo sources, like breaking the story basically. And I just glanced at the preview and sort of like, oh, that's cute. Then, yeah, I see, right. Yeah. Obviously, someone's put two and two together and got 12. And then, like, 3 minutes later, I was like, oh, hang on a sec. This is like fully.
Honestly, I'm having a busy day, so I just literally like glanced at it, like yeah, whatever. Like it's one of those like,
Yeah, good one.
what was it like, Transfer Centre 9 or something, like one of
Yeah,
those like
the geezer who's
proper,
like linking Stoke with Okadena and stuff like
yeah,
that.
just numpty like Twitter feeds. And I just assumed it was just utter bollocks. And then it, as you say, it just came through like a tidal wave of
Was
like,
honestly a
oh
tidal wave.
wait, hang on, there are dozens of like highly credible. I was like, oh yeah, he works for the Telegraph. Good. Yeah,
There's a local one, like
South
that one's
London
done.
Press. Yeah, like yeah, it's gonna happen. But it wasn't even. We've gone from like no rumor. It's literally got not even a rumor to suddenly like, oh, it's definitely happening in like the next few hours
Yeah.
in the space of absolutely no time at all.
Nothing. Nothing. Within an hour, it was like the question hadn't even entered our minds like at all, right? And then an hour later, you just resigned yourself that Harris is gone. I was thinking about the Bonner to Rotherham thing, which is probably the closest you get. But my memory of that is that was like a
That took
gradual
days to like
ages. It's like
10
the
days.
odds have
Yeah.
cut half. Like this is like within an hour, it's just all done. And well, okay, look, like I say, at this exact moment, it's not done. We're doing a little half an hour instant sort of thoughts on it. But I think everyone's pretty clear that this is happening. And all the word is that he said goodbye to the players after the game yesterday. Apparently, there was apparently a few of the lads waiting to interview the players had noticed a bit of a odd way of him saying goodbye to some of the players warming down, but obviously probably thought nothing of it. And then now it's become a bit of a bigger thing. Okay then, Caswell. So let's presume that that Neil Harris has left the club to join Millwall. If for whatever mental reason someone listening to this hasn't clocked that news yet,
So
imagine
just seeing this
that.
podcast emergency part, they're like, what? Another
What's
one?
got? Yeah.
Not another one.
Okay. So Neil Harris has joined Millwall. What's your thoughts, mate?
I don't even know where to start. I think Tom Walker, obviously of this parish, said it on WhatsApp. He was like, there are no words. I was like, it's gonna be a short pod then, isn't it?
Mate, 3 weeks ago, we put out an interview welcoming Neil Harris to the
Well, I think when we did the preview pod last Thursday, you said you left a note for me to say, like, plug the
Oh, plug
preview,
the
plug the Neil Harris pod. I was talking about it days ago. New gaffer, I think I
pod.
called him. Mate,
77 days,
imagine
by the way.
how to react. Well, that, yeah. I mean, how, obviously, he's gone yesterday. If he said goodbye yesterday, 76 days.
Yeah, wow.
The cheek of the, I mean, the cheek is, I'm being very kind. The stones on him to give Matt Ramsay a load of grief on the radio live
I
about
know.
being too negative, and then walk into the dressing room straight afterwards and tell the players he's off. It's absolutely
It's actually.
astonishing. I don't think anything like this is. I mean, obviously, people talk about the Tommy Taylor Leighton Orient. It's a little bit before my time, but Tommy Taylor was here for 18 months. Like,
Yeah, there's a few things here, I think, and obviously what you're going to get here is like pretty instant reaction and no time to actually like comprehend what the fuck has just happened. First thing is, I just want to pick up on your point that I think you're bang on with, and it was my first reaction was I'd read, as I always do, Stephen Page of the Cambridge News is very quick on on writing out the quotes post game, and obviously in presses as well. And I'd taken particular note because obviously 3 days from now, Casper, we play Peterborough United.
Oh God, yeah.
And I wanted to see what you said, because something that came out of that interview that we did was I thought he spoke so passionately about the derby and looked like he was really gearing up for it, and it was a game that I think he'd really relish in. And he said this, I'm going to read out the quote.
Oh mate.
This is allegedly after he's already agreed to go to Millwall, and this is the behaviour I'm finding strange. He said, obviously I wasn't here for the last game at Peterborough, but I know it's hurt everybody. The changing room, the staff, the fan base, the football club itself, the owner in particular is a fan. We've got an opportunity to address that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it in any other way apart from we owe a performance on Saturday and we owe a revenge mission on the game. Ultimately, that's the bottom line of it. We have to be better than we were a few months ago. I find it, I know he can't, I know nothing would have been agreed and confirmed. And I know that you can't come out and just sort of, you know, say, you can't say anything. But don't you think there's a middle line? Like, my first thought was like, how can you talk that passionately? Or is there that, is it all that disingenuous like, what do I believe anymore, Casper?
Don't know, mate. Honestly, I just sat there. I mean, the fact that we're lobbing around snake puns on our WhatsApp tells you everything you need to know. Is some great ones, by the way. Maybe for another
yeah,
part.
Gassan Ahadami, whoever's come up with that, is absolutely good.
Oh, Gassan. Did you say Ahadami? I said Adam Marriott. Anyway.
Adam Marriott. Anyway,
Adam
yeah.
Marriott. Don't. Don't. I mean, that tells you something. I just think it's understandable what's happened, I guess. It's Millwall, it's Neil Harris. There's obviously going to be a major pull for him. And he maybe has a feeling if he doesn't take this opportunity now, maybe he never gets another chance. And that's probably for him the most important thing. Like, I mean, if this wasn't Millwall, if it was just some random championship club, you just wouldn't understand what the hell was going on at all, right? So at least there's that. But it's a big gamble for him. Like, what if he goes and they get relegated and it doesn't work out? Like, Millwall fans are not reacting well to the news either on any of the social media. So I just, in a way, it's what happens to Harris if he goes to Millwall, they go down, he loses his job. Like, where next for him? I don't know how. I don't know, mate. Struggling to put
saying,
it together.
But let me give you this as a flip side to that. I'm not saying, I don't think we're entirely safe yet. And I think as much as us, we're good on good days, I still think we'll be in a relegation battle. I don't think it's absolutely crazy to say that even with Neil Harris in charge, he'd potentially take us down. If that were to happen, say he gets relegated with us and he's turned down the chance to go back to Millwall, surely you regret the things you don't do, maybe is the way that he's looking at it. He thinks, I've got an opportunity. Bear in mind, championship club, forget even, I know you're right, because of his connection to the club, there's a level of understanding that sort of makes it these extenuating circumstances sort of like understandable to a certain extent. But then there's also the fact that he is going to go up a level again, by the way, like we said earlier, you know, within 6 months, he'll have gone from League Two to the Championship with about a 40% win ratio.
He won 12 games, apparently. Someone's just said on a message thread that I'm on. He's won 12 games this season total, starting in League
Incredible.
Two and ended up in the Championship. Who's his agent? How do I do this?
It's insane. And then, so he's going to end up in the Championship, and you know they've got a bigger budget. They've got a really decent chance of staying up. It's not like they're a cut adrift or anything. They're still a point above the drop zone. And then we do have to bear in mind, you can't talk about the situation without talking about who he is to that club, right? I mean, he's their all-time top goal scorer. He is the legend at that club. I just think it's as simple as when Millwall come knocking, he answers. And I've got to say, personally, I'd be interested to see what your like genuine emotion is from it. I'm not angry. I'm not furious at him personally. I think some people are, from what I've seen. I'm not furious at him.
I'm pretty angry, to be honest. Like, yeah, well, the day is similar to the Bonds leaving day, and just like chucked the whole plan for the day completely off the rails. You're just glued to your phone, glued to Twitter, like, what the hell's going on? You've obviously got people coming back onto group chats, like our good friend the pod, Tim Berry, said, oh, I came back and I had like 60 messages on my phone. I was like, what the hell's going on? Maybe it's not angry. I don't really do much of that anyway, but it's just like pure disappointment, to be honest. That, I mean, again, Tom Walker rightly pointed out on WhatsApp, the likely next step for us here now for next manager is to revisit a list of people that we didn't hire, you know, 3 months ago, 80 days ago, and to pick what our second best choice is, like a very realistic outcome from this. And how's that all going to go? I don't really know. What do you think, Jules?
I think there's a little bit of context for me that I think is a bit different, because I did meet him and spent, I've just been chatting to Jord about this, and we had a bit of a sort of just trying to do what we're doing. And obviously me and Jord sat with him for an hour, and I think what really came across to us, and hopefully it came across in the pod to anyone who's listening, who listened to it, is that he came across like a really genuine bloke and really like proud to be managing us, and a guy with, like, I hate to use the word passion, but like a genuine passion for doing what he's doing, and who really felt like he was excited for this project and really sold on it. And he really sold himself to me. And granted, I got, like, you know, I sat in a room with him and managed to get that. And like, he's quite a personable guy. So
he I had think your I got, pants. He had your pants right
he had my
down,
pants.
Mate.
He's had my pants down. So I'm a bit gutted, just because I think I was a bit more sold on him than maybe a lot of people, which is totally fair that, like, you read the message board and I think the probably the summary of Harris so far at United is could do better, could do worse. Like, we're in a slightly better position, probably a decent enough January. Had a few shockers, few good games in there. Do you know what I mean? It's all been a bit, I think from a football perspective, it's fair enough to think that. I think I'm feeling a bit more gutted than probably a lot of people. But having said that, I sort of get it from him. I get it. Like, I think it just leaves us in the shit, but that it sort of isn't on him. It's football. It's a cruel world.
Mate, 3 days before the derby.
Oh, fuck's sake.
New talisman star striker, straight red card for basically like elbowing a guy in the head and then kicking him when he was on the ground.
Go back to the 90th minute yesterday, right? Just before Taylor gets sent off. And yeah, we're going to lose that football match. Whatever,
oh,
probably.
Or,
you know, but you think, okay, you've still got the derby coming up. You've got a manager in charge who looks like he's definitely going to keep you up. Now it just feels a disarray. By the way, don't take my like understanding of Neil Harris as the fact to confused with like a forgiveness. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you're still putting as many snake puns into that group as anyone else, mate. So yeah, there's a reason, right?
Like, I get it on a professional level from him, but I'm still pretty furious at the situation, not at Neil Harris. Does that make sense?
I get it. And you know what's just come into my head? It's a complete tangent. But I'm just playing back, like, this is the good thing about the emergency pod in real time, is that just having to make this up properly on the spot. At Carlisle on Saturday, he did the fist pumps, but they were very muted.
No, they were. Like, I clocked that.
Do you know what? And I was like, we just won 4-0 away at Carlisle. This isn't really on brand for this. Like, they're quite tame, these. I was thinking, is he just decided he's going to like rein it in a bit now? We can't do, you know, we should be taking beating the bottom of the league in like in stride. Should you really fist bump if you've just beaten like the worst team that League One has seen in the last decade?
Yeah.
But so I just read it as that. But that's, I wonder, funny. Now I'm just thinking about it, I wonder if those conversations are already happening, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That, mate, that is so funny, because I
just thought, like, that.
Because I was away, didn't watch a game, and I was buzzing to see that's how fucking sad I am. I was buzzing to see the video of the fucking fist bumps. Saw it and had exactly the same reaction. I thought, God, he normally puts a bit more energy into those. I thought maybe he's just a bit knackered or something. It's sort of, you start to piece things together a little bit, right, don't you, in a way that only a piece of news like this can do. All right, so look, we're going to do a preview show tomorrow, and there'll be some chat about the Bolton game in there, and there'll be a lot of chat in that show about Posh on Saturday. Instantly, Catspool, though, where the fuck do we go now?
What, manager-wise? I've got no clue, mate, honestly.
Love-wise, mate.
I didn't know last time. Obviously, you're seeing it on the message board, and there's a bit of rumbling around. Obviously, Mark Bonner's name is percolating around a fair bit.
It cannot happen.
Well, it can, right? Do you know what I mean? No, like, I know what you're saying. Like, it shouldn't, because once you close that door, I don't think it's one that you should reopen. Certainly not in the space of 3 months. But it is an interesting thing. And again, go back to Tom Walker's point. I'm nabbing that. I'm sure he'll articulate himself at some point soon. But I guess your alternative is to go back to a list of people you didn't hire and say, do you still want it? And I don't know how that necessarily plays out. I don't know how the chemistry with the fan base goes with someone coming in that situation, especially if it doesn't start well. We're talking about Peterborough, Stevenage, Bolton. This is like high stakes. Like, as good as the timing was when we spoke about with Bonds, and they obviously thought about the timing of that after the Lincoln game with the fixtures that were coming up and FA Cup and, you know, a good run of games to bring a new manager in. Now we've got a squad of people, I mean, especially Macaulay Bonn, poor bloke, who has signed for Neil Harris twice this season, saying that he wants to work with Neil Harris.
He's going to get himself a loan move to Millwall in no time.
Well, apparently so, yeah. He's had the rug just swept out from under him twice, which is brutal. You've also got, I mean, a few other players. I see Lyle Taylor's probably also come here on a similar sort of trajectory of wanting to work with Neil Harris, or certainly Harris's influence has been really big in getting some of these signings over the line. How are they going to react to the new manager, whoever that is? How's the squad going to bounce back? I don't know, really. I mean, I can't even imagine what the mood would have been like in that dressing room last night. Obviously, after what was a pretty hard-wearing defeat, like, we were in that game, then out of it. I know the boys will talk about it at more length tomorrow night on the preview, going out on Friday. But yeah, what's the mood going to be like? Surely they're on their asses now. Like,
if it's anything just like our WhatsApp chats, can you imagine? Like, this is also a guy they know personally and that they want to work with, and it's their careers. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think if we're as shocked, can you imagine what they feel like?
It's just tough, isn't it? Like, everything you think could probably go wrong. Actually, I'm not. There's so many days between now and Saturday still, but all the stuff that could be going wrong prior to this derby game are certainly going wrong in terms of personnel management. No idea who's going to lead. It's assumed it's going to be Barry Corr and Betsy, maybe Combo again. Have to assume that, unlike with Bonner, I know they made a lot of noise about how they sacked Bonner and they didn't really have someone lined up. I think it's fair to say that wasn't so genuine, or certainly not very true. I think it was very respectful to Bonds. It's fair to say they can't have had someone lined up this time, surely. Like, I know there is succession planning, but you don't have succession planning, surely, properly for a manager.
76 days into the job.
Well, he's been 76 games in and also is rolling at a point and a half a game, and therefore is fine, right? Is doing, like, a decent job. Like, I would agree with the overall assessment so far. I think he's done quite well, Harris, because he's obviously had to pick up a squad that was completely on its ass after the Peterborough and Northampton, all of that. They'd lost Bonds, who, you know, was a pretty charismatic and, again, well-liked guy, and a club legend. They've finally got a bit of settled with Neil Harris, settled with a new manager, a bit of squad rotation around, a few new signings. Lyle Taylor felt like a real breath of fresh air coming into the dressing room, like, suddenly front and centre in all the club videos, and seemingly a bit of a talisman, you know, sort of actually really inspired the whole dressing room. He's gone and got himself sent off and done something really fucking stupid. And then, what, 30 minutes later, the players are told that Harris is leaving? Like, they're just having to deal with this home defeat against Bolton at what was a very flat Abbey Stadium, I will say. And here we are going into the derby on Saturday. Christ.
Neil Harris barely passes fucking probation.
Yeah. I mean, did he?
Maybe that's what it is.
He failed his probation, yeah.
that's what it was the whole time.
It's not hit his key objectives or something. I mean, like, for all the sort of, I guess, this feeling that he was maybe on, like, a par score, he'd done all right. I mean, I'm not sure that's fair, because he picked up a set of players that were completely gone, like, confidence, form, tactic, everything was gone at that point. And whilst I wouldn't say he's, like, developed this strong identity or way of playing through the signings and through the changes he's made, we've had some good results. We've had a couple of away wins, which is exceptionally rare recently. I guess the big question marks that were still looming over him probably come back to, like, can we beat teams you know, why can't we go to one of these bigger grounds or one of these bigger games, like go to Bolton away and at least feel like we have a chance of winning the game, which is still probably looming. Obviously, we're never going to know with Neil Harris, unfortunately. So, God, where do we go from here? Who on earth are we going to hire?
I mean,
we're going to,
the board will be completely like, I'd love to see the state of some of those meetings and like some of those WhatsApp groups. I don't know if anyone's watched the thick of it listening to this, but that's the closest thing I can imagine to what's going on at the moment. I was just thinking when you were talking there, like you look at the, I think the mid to long term future of the football club isn't, I don't think this is like a, I don't think this is a big, does it makes any big differences on that. And in terms of the plans and, yeah, he was only ever on an 18-month contract. There was obviously always a bit of a let's see how this goes sort of thing. I think he was a safe pair of hands to give us the best chance of staying up, which, to be fair, in his time, like you say, 1.5 points a game, despite everything, I think he has done that. The short term, though, now, with though that fixture list coming up and the very real risk of a dressing room and a squad that I can imagine could spiral pretty quickly in terms of, you know, the direction and ambition that they'd have been sold, that's been sort of, like you say, swept from under their feet. Is there sense in you give these to Cor and Betsy, the next three, and go, I didn't have much hope in getting anything out of them, even with Harris in charge, and you plan to have someone in place for Northampton? I'm not saying we're throwing them games, but are we smarter taking a couple of weeks to make this next appointment? I mean, I don't know what these processes look like. It depends who the shortlist is available. There's probably a question of compensation. That's probably the one thing that plays in our hands, that Millwall are paying a bit of compensation, whatever that looks like. First time since 1996, like you say, that's happened for a manager.
I mean, it's worth bearing in mind with Cambridge United, it's not, I know we had Bonds and Rotherham and all of that, but it's pretty rare for us that managers leave us. Go up. Certainly, like, I'm trying to think last time a manager left us and ascended the pyramid, but did it without achieving any success at all. It's definitely never happened.
It's completely mental. It's completely mental.
It's bonkers, mate. What the hell is going on? I agree with you. There'll be a compensation piece. I think it must be quite reasonable compensation, because that's the only reason I can appreciate that we might. I mean, you don't want to stand in someone's way. You don't want to say to Neil Harris, like, no, you can't go and speak to Millwall, I guess, because I don't know also what that creates. But surely the compensation is going to be quite decent. It has to be, right? Otherwise, this makes no sense at all. And the only hope, again, that was spoken about in our WhatsApp group today was hopefully there was a candidate that we spoke to, you know, 90 days ago, 80 days ago, who there was a feeling maybe we wanted to work with them, but they were out of budget, and the compensation that we should get here, and or, you know, the board are just looking at it and going, look, let's just go and get insert name of this guy, maybe Gary Rowett. it's who I'm talking about basically. So if that's the outcome, I guess, like, this could be something we get to laugh about. I understand completely what you're saying with Cor and Betsy, and I don't know, man, we're on 38 points. This is a problem. It's like a hard run again. I get what you're saying, because you don't want to rush into a new manager and go, you know, oh, here's Stevenage away, or here's here's Bolton
without
away.
Your best striker.
But there is a sort of logic to that as well, because it's like,
true.
Well, here's Bolton away, not expecting to get anything, like, true. Give yourself time to get acquainted. And
the answer is, when can you sign the best manager available to you? And
if you can do that now, then that's great, then go and do
it
straight
away.
If you have to wait, then wait. I think the problem with even the three games, Cor and Betsy, is that then we'll have played 35 games. If you go a bit dark with it, assume we get no points, then suddenly actually it's looking a bit perilous again. And we're going to go into a run of, like, they're all hard. Do you know what I mean? Especially when there's 10 games left, you're on the proper run-in stretch. Like, it just gets really hard anyway. Not last season, apparently, but conventionally it's really difficult. And we got some big games in that run. I mean, we're playing Charlton in April for sure. We've got Port Vale coming up, obviously, last day of the season.
Reading's less than a month away.
Reading's coming up. I guess even Bristol Rovers, you might say Wickham are in around it. Like, there are some, after this next three games, which I think everyone can agree is a difficult run of games. It would have been difficult with Harris. It would be difficult with Cor and Betsy. It would be difficult with a new manager. I think never more than ever right now is literally just a case of looking at this league table and saying, look, we have 38 points. So it's like, I don't really care who is in charge. For God's sake, just get the points together. Like, just the thing is, if we can somehow get 4 points, let's say, out the next three games, get into the 40s, 42, you know, you're sort of getting much closer to that line of thinking, right, we do have a bit more time here to make a decision. We don't have to rush. Like, dare I even say, if you want to go really optimistic, let's say we get 4 or 5 points and then they stick with Corbett's, even run a couple of games and we get another 10 points between now and then, you feel like you're close enough that you're going to be safe anyway. They might just say, look, let them do it till the end of the season.
Yeah.
Let's just take some perspective and go, right, who are we going to hire? Are they going to shank us over and go to the championship? Yeah, well, it's true though, isn't it?
Like, I know.
Don't mince our words. Like, you rightly said earlier, and I know you've met him, I've not met this guy. You rightly said earlier that for Neil Harris, like, whatever, fine, Millwall, good for him. He can, you know, he doesn't have to worry about us. Well, we don't have to worry about Neil Harris, to be honest. Like, fuck him, to be honest. Like, I know we're not a big club, but if you want to come here and then leave after 70, 80 days or whatever, get some middling results and then leave. It's a really, really dangerous job, I think. I guess good luck to him. Like, he seems like a nice bloke. So I was about to say, I hope it works out for him, but I actually really hope Millwall. I really, really want Millwall to get relegated now, to be honest. Obviously, long term, it'll all work out for Neil Harris, I'm sure. But like, I only care about Cambridge now. I don't care about Neil Harris. So,
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. You know, like, I'm angry from our perspective. But if I try and take a step back as not a Cambridge United fan, I understand the sort of logic of the situation, given who Millwall are and who Neil Harris is to Millwall. That's all I'm saying, is I just get that. So I don't have a hatred towards Neil Harris, but the situation he's left us in is potentially one that I was thinking earlier. Yeah. Like, I had this sort of like flash forward to like 6 months' time. And we're like, I mean, this is proper doomsday stuff, but it was in that first sort of half hour of this news breaking. And I was like, thinking back to like after Shrewsbury away when we'd won and we were like, God, we only need like a point a game to stay up. Like, Harris is in charge. Like, we've got Cheltenham at home next. It's like, we can just, do you know what I mean? We can cruise to the end of the season. This is, it's an exciting guy, exciting time to be at the club. Like, Taylor's just scored twice, blah, 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 blah. And I just thought, flash forward to like end of November and we're like 20th in League Two. And like, disastrous end to the season. Like, our appointment's been an absolute disaster. We've just sacked another manager and it's just like, how quickly things can change in football.
Could be, honestly, like, I'm not saying that will happen.
No, neither proper, am I, let's make that clear.
Proper sliding doors moment if that does happen. You'll just all be looking back at that Lyle Taylor, like that moment, the red card literally just like opened some kind of vortex that we fucking fell down and went swirling around in. God, what a terrifying thought.
It really is.
This is interesting. So now you're just going to sit and wait for the news to break and then you're going to
I just refreshed the Twitter account.
Yeah, I've been looking at it nonstop, just like, we get some live actual reaction. I mean, the bookie's not offering odds on next Millwall manager. It's all the markets have closed down. It's done, right?
I think it's interesting to see, like, you know, speaking about live stuff, you literally just had a tweet in from Derek saying, if it's true he's going, then it's a measure of the man and we'd be better off without him. Just hope we stay up and beat him twice next year while giving him a proper welcome back. I see that. No, I see that. I think I'm more gutted than I am angry, I think, a little bit. But I understand it. I'm also just a little bit fucking shell-shocked here, man. Like,
Swindle nailed it on WhatsApp as well. He just said, this is the kind of stuff you'd love to see
happen to other clubs. I had the same thought.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you start,
if you're
like
a Peterborough fan now, you're just looking at this going like, I mean, to be honest, at least for Peterborough fans, that'll be open up a real sense of like, of dread.
Yeah, it's true.
Everything is there for it. I guarantee you the Peterborough fans now will be looking at this going like, oh, we're going to go there and lose, aren't we, on Saturday? Because it couldn't be better set up for them to come and win this. So, let's got to see what happens there.
Imagine if he stays after all of this. Imagine if it's just...
Do you think we'd ever release this? Me saying, fuck Neil Harris.
Oh, God. Okay. So, all right. There's going to be plenty of time to chat about the next people. This will be going out the moment it's confirmed. So, You'll be able to hear us in the agonizing sort of limbo that everyone's been living in on Wednesday, the 21st of February. It's not really been that agonizing, has it? I think everyone's known it's been done since about midday.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been more fun, I guess, if it was more like, you know,
yeah,
there's
more
rumor,
like
there's
bad
rumors,
sources
but...
and stuff. It's like, oh, hang on, people are talking about this, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's a bit more. It's just hit like a tidal wave. This one, it's just like, yep, yeah, deal done. It's on Sky Sports News. You're like, oh, good, 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 good.
Interestingly, have you seen Millwall's fixtures for the rest of the season?
I can't say that I have.
Tough.
Tell me.
Tough.
Tough.
Like, they've got Southampton, Leeds and West Brom in their next three. Watford, Birmingham, Blackburn. I mean,
they're just looking at new manager bounce, right?
Yeah, they think
they
that'll
just
be
hired
enough,
that.
don't
They
they?
just hired that bloke. Whatever his name is. Not Ian Beale.
Oh, God. Okay, all right. Well, this has been a laugh.
Podmet.
Thanks, Neil Harris, for best Neil Harris moments. Why don't we do that quickly?
Best Neil Harris moments. Oh my God. Such a long list to choose from.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, to be honest, it's all just tainted. Like, I felt pretty good at Carlisle on Saturday.
Yeah.
To be honest, that felt quite good. That felt nice.
I might have Charlton away up there, which was his first game. That was a good little comeback. That was fun.
Yeah. I mean, it's
The
so
first.
Recent. I remember it almost like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, geez. First half at Oxford was good. Still lost that game.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's why you had to go. That's why you had to go, mate.
He's been chopped. All right, Castle.
He's failed
cheers,
his
mate.
Probation, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers, Jules.
Cheers, mate. Chat to you soon.
Bye.